My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As bad as it's been, I'm telling you, man, if you can't get excited for this season, and I know people will call up and yell at me, well, I was last year, and what happened on the fourth play?
We got to kind of let that go.
Right.
If we want to, we have to let last year go if we want to be optimistically ready for this season. Because, listen, four snaps, torn Achilles, the season was over within four snaps. It seemed very Jet-esque, but it was a lot that kind of led to the demise. However, they still won seven games with a pretty damn good defense.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, to your point, watching him yesterday have that relationship with Garrett Wilson, kind of chumming it up with the defense, it seems like he's adding a sense of calm the Jets haven't had at that position. Calm meaning that he's going to go into a huddle, and if things aren't going right, he knows how to adjust and fix it. The Jets haven't had that type of leader in a long time.
A really long time.
So it is good to see. But overall, when you talk about what's most important about Aaron Rodgers, that you have to believe at his ripe age of 40, going to be on 42, that he has the ability to put on a cape and win you games solely by himself. The Jets haven't had that in a long time.
Yeah, and
so that's what makes you excited.
And I do think he's capable of it. I said this to Chris the other day. I know he's going to be 41 or whatever, and that's old. But we saw Tom Brady older than that at a very high level, not to mention the fact that while it's because of injury, his body hasn't taken the beating over the last year and a half because he missed all of last season. And I think he's got to feel better for that. So you've got that. Also, the one other thing I would ask the Jet fan, and you know what? Fliegelman, you're a Jet fan. Maybe you're the good one to ask. If you're resigning yourself to misery, and I don't fault you for it at all, given the history and the track record, aren't you afraid you're going to miss the ride when you get there?
No, I'm with you for this year. I know I've only been through pretty much pain as a Jets fan in my life, but if you can't be excited for this season with this team on paper, then what are you doing
as
a fan?
Well, that's the problem, Fliegelman. Like, year after year, the Jet fan has been super excited. Like, I mean,
not like this, though. I don't know that you...
But I don't know. I don't know if they can tell the difference.
Oh, no, you can tell the difference. I think in Rex's years, especially coming off that first AFC title game appearance, I think you were fired up the next year. When Bill was here, you got fired up like this for after the Bronco loss in Denver. That next year, I think the Jet fan was fired up. Last season, they were fired up. I think there's a different sense of, are we going to be a good team? Maybe we make the playoffs, or we have a Super Bowl team. But that is not often.
Yeah, but the Joe Beningos of the world, well, they're going to approach this season with tempered expectations.
Fair. All I'm saying is enjoy it, though, because
you can enjoy it.
You don't want to have it bypass you and just be so like watching it like, when's the disaster coming?
I think the average Jet fan or the loyalists out there, like Fliegelman, they will get excited around November when a team is in good standing. It looks like they're driving their own car. Then they're like, all right, here we go. Now, okay, the ugly is behind us. All right, we look good. We can step in other people's stadiums and look like an outfit that can compete rather than, you're closing your eyes through three quarters. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they can squeeze one out. Like, bad games are going to happen. But when you have a quarterback, you feel like when you either come from behind or win or close out games or have a defense that can close out games, then you're like, all right. Then you start talking, bring on Kansas City, those type of talks. They just haven't had that in a long time. So everything that's happening like this comes with tempered emotions.
Now, you're from here, so you got it. You understood what you were signing up for when you came to play here. Maybe it's a fair question, maybe it's not. The rookies that came in when you were here, I have to imagine most of them didn't know anything about
the Jet history. Most of them don't know.
How long did it take?
For
them to understand the magnitude of being a Jet.
And that's, I don't know, most of them, I had Geno Smith my first year here, and Sheldon Richardson was here. A lot of these guys don't know because they came from winning programs. They don't, they hear it, they see it, they walk the streets of New York, and they kind of get the side talk like, hey, man, we haven't done this in so long, give us something. It doesn't hit them until the season it's over and they live in a city and they realize like, oh, these people have been miserable.
And now they're a part of it.
You know what's the scariest thing, Jared? This is real talk. Another guy who's a prominent Jet and green jacket guy, hopefully a future Hall of Famer. I don't want to out his name, but we had a serious conversation. I think we were the 4-12 season I was part of, man. And I was at his house and we're kind of watching TV and we're kind of going through the 1-2, just talking. We have a struggling season. I was like, bro, I never felt this in my life, but I feel like the Jets are cursed. And he looked at me. He goes, you can't think like that. He's like,
true.
He goes, if you think like that, then it doesn't matter what you do.
You actually had that feeling.
Because it didn't. Things were happening to me in this team that I never had seen or been a part of. Like, just from the in-the-building stuff, how guys would react to each other, the fighting, the discourse, feeling like even the fact when I remember when Rhett was talking about there's a rat in the locker room. Mm-hmm. You understand? So Wednesdays are install days where the coach only addresses what's going to happen the week of. How are we going to attack the opponent on Sunday? From a mental standpoint, for figures, it's all about Wednesday. I remember Rex on a Wednesday install day where a lot of guys, especially during the season, you're like. Guys are trying to stay healthy. Everybody has their own individual goal, but collectively as a team, the goal is let's go kick ass on Sunday. Rex spent 30 minutes talking about the media.
Mm.
And I was saying, like, is this real? Like, why are we talking?
In the regards to what? How they're after you? Or
In regards to, like, what should we be saying?
Oh, I got
what shouldn't we be saying? How we should be approaching the media, because the unnecessary attention that we're drawing on ourselves from comments, through different guys is not helping us be better. And I'm sitting there, this is my first year with the team, and I'm like, we're talking about the media right now?
Yeah.
Like, in Pittsburgh, we just didn't talk about the media. Mike Tomlin always had a saying, if you're going to write a check on behalf of your own name. Don't write it on behalf of the Steelers. And that was done, right? So, like, don't put yourself or this team in a situation where we have to talk about something you said that now is going to distract us from beating the Patriots or whatever. So it was just a kind of universal law that we now understood. And there was one or two guys who made those mistakes, but they paid for it, right? From in-house or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was confused, like, why? And so it made the media seem like this entity within the locker room, which I'm just like, I don't even care about the media. Like,
you're trying to win games.
I'm trying to win games. Like, you guys, at the time, I'm part of it now, but like the media does what the media does. We go play football. However they critique is good, bad, or ugly and indifferent, that's your opinion. And it felt like no, we have to watch. And there were certain names in the locker room from a media standpoint. Well, we have to be more visual when they're around us. And I'm just like, I don't care. Yeah. Like, I just didn't care. And that's for young guys coming in the locker room. That's what they have to worry about. I don't think they ever had to worry about that in college. And I don't think if they were on another team, they would have to worry about that. It's solely a New York. It's like a New York thing. That's why when you see guys who are willing to come here and play and be a part of what it means, you kind of got to tip your hat to them. Because, let's just say if you're an older guy 10 years in and you want to come to New York, obviously there's life after football that can help you from a branding standpoint, but you also have to, you're marrying the media in the same process. You're not worrying about that if you're going to Kansas City. You're not worried about that if you're playing for, you know, Seattle. Right? This is. You come to Jets, you're marrying the media. And young guys, I think, for especially a lot of guys who have just been me guys, a part of a big program, they've never had to kind of think about that. You come to New York, you have to think about that. It's a part of the brand of being playing in New York.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.